This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is from Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You're in Joy 94.9. You're with Judd, you're with Dean. We're driving you home.
Yeah, we are. How's it been? How have I been doing? If you were to rate my criteria,
Let me just look at my little clipboard here, Judd.
Because I am being marked.
You are being marked.
I feel like I'm back at school here, and you're a very, very upset teacher.
I did an elephant stamp, don't I?
An elephant stamp. Did you have the old scratch and sniffs back at where you scratched
not
the
at school?
Sticker?
No, what are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. They had stickers where you put it down and then it would smell of a certain scent when you scratched it.
It did. My mind, this shows the generational difference here. My mind went to Polyester, a film by John Waters, where Divine...
Yeah, they didn't show that at my school.
No, but it wasn't for school kids. But when Divine did Polyester, there was a little card you got, which was scratch and sniff. So when she throws up or eats dog poo, you can actually smell it, which is
what's happening in schools. Smell-o-vision, right.
Smell-o-vision, right. That's right.
Do we have very different experiences in schools, do you think?
I reckon we were at school around the same time.
No. We didn't go to the same school either. But like...
In the same generation?
When it comes to like lunchtime, did you have like etiquette or something? Because I remember...
Yeah.
Back in my day, to get lunch from a tuck shop or a canteen, as we called it, depending on which region you're from, which vernacular you like to use, you'd get to school early in the morning.
Yes.
And then you'd write down your order on a brown paper bag.
Yes.
And then put your money in and then just put it there and just trust that your food got to you.
It was very trusting times.
It was an honesty-based system. Yes. And trust they could decipher your year one level handwriting. This was in year 11, by the way. I just never improved. But and then you would order something that probably wasn't very healthy and then consume it. No questions asked, wherever it came from.
But how would you know what was on the menu back then? Imagine the menu wasn't that diverse.
What's a classic tuck shop?
Sausage roll.
And sausage roll sauce.
Yeah.
Or a pie. Do you have pies?
Yep.
I remember, look, this was a thing when obesity was gripping the nation, and thank goodness that all Australians are so healthy now, and we all slim down and definitely aren't still really obese. But the parents, like really angry parents, swept through our school like a plague, and they eliminated all the unhealthy items in our tuck shop. So we used to have, what did you want? Because we had it. We had, you know, all the chocolates, all the ice creams, curly whirlies that were the size of a small ladder.
Curly whirlies?
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
And now it was eradicated with salad sandwiches. And
outrage.
Thank you kindly. And carrot sticks. I mean... Did that never happen to you?
So I was at primary school in the 70s.
So you were...
Carrot sticks weren't invented until at least the 80s.
You were freebasing sugar. You were mainlining three kilos of sugar straight to the
old vanilla slice, the old stop block.
Yeah.
That's what
you
we used to go.
You could feel your teeth starting to disintegrate.
And we used to do crumbed sausages that were like deep fried in something. It wasn't,
Now,
and lots of white bread.
Now,
multigrain did not exist in the 70s.
Where'd you go to school?
Over in Perth.
All right. So do you think Melbourne people, if someone's listening from Melbourne, they had a wildly different experience of a tuck shop?
Because I reckon Melbourne a bit more aware of their diet and conscious of cuisine. So.
Even in the 70s, 80s, 90s and today?
Oh, I don't know. We should put the call out.
All right. Come on. I want to know, because I'm curious, what did you used to eat at school if you didn't bring your lunch? If you had the privilege of bringing 50 cents to school and spending it on something.
What was your fave?
What did you line up for? What did you trade with other people if you got... I'm very curious about this.
Or egg and lettuce sandwich.
And can you describe who was working at the tuck shop at the time? Did they have prison tattoos, like much like the people at my school did?
Is that right?
Look, you got to make a living somehow.
So, yeah, what's your favourite food from the tuck shop back in the day?
It'd be interesting if they also sold, like, toilet wine and stuff like that. Just, they brought it to the tuck shop. We're talking about a serious topic here.
We are. Tuck shops.
Yeah, of course. This is of national importance. And as we were saying, your go-to meal was, of course...
At the tuck shop, either the sausage roll and sauce.
Yeah.
Or the vanilla slice.
Now, shepherd's pie, for me personally, you put the sauce in, then mix it all together, and an iced coffee. That's a meal fit for kings.
Oh, an iced coffee?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Iced coffee, love it.
Well, you were on the gear back in primary school.
I was on the gear. I was on PEDs. I was on performance-enhancing drugs for year seven maths.
And we put the call out there to say, what are your memories of tuck shop meals?
Because they all vary. They're all different in their own little wrinkly ways. You even found a menu. We'll get to that in a sec. Yeah. We had a couple of people. Stefan writes in saying, nothing beat the buttered white bread roll jam-packed with cheese twisties washed down with a chocolate Big M. Oh. That is a brave circus of flavours dancing on the palate, mate.
Hasn't it? And I wonder if it's different. I wonder if Stefan has a view on the chicken flavour.
Yeah,
did it work as well?
Chicken twisties on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, I appreciate it because you're not getting the powder on your hands then. You're just keeping it in bun form. I mean, how do you feel about chips on sandwiches in general?
A chip butty.
No, but that's like
you
chips.
You know, like a chip crisp.
Yeah, I'm talking about
deep fried
like cheese and cheese twisties on it.
Oh, I don't know if I'd go cheese twisty. And white bread, and bread, carbs. Hello.
I'm not going to knock it till I try it.
Yeah.
We also had Emma write in saying, hey guys, the chicken fingers at my school were the hot ticket item and sold out in about 4 minutes flat. These were the drugs, really. These fueled children and gave them
chicken fingers.
Withdrawals. You get withdrawals if you don't have your chicken fingers.
Cheese on their fingers?
My secret.
Yeah.
My mum worked at the tuck shop on Fridays and let me cut in line, which obviously made me very popular.
Oh.
Public enemy number one. Or they'd be bribing her.
A chicken finger economy.
What do you want for? I'll do your homework for a week. It's an economy entirely based on chicken fingers.
Yeah. I don't know what chicken fingers are. Are they like fish fingers? Chicken fingers?
Yeah. If you look on the underside of the chicken, the undercarriage, there are a couple fingers there. You just lop off and give them a deep fry.
There you go.
But so you were mentioning this menu you've unearthed.
I went back in ye old time machine. On the old interweb and did a bit of research, extensive research for this show. We were here for hours beforehand doing this research. And we found a menu from a tuck shop, I think from South Australia, from 1974.
Yeah, and you can tell by the prices.
And it's a bit of a gem. So bread and butter back in 1974. How much would you expect to pay for bread and butter, Judd?
I don't know. So I would say like something, trying to be conservative, like 30 cents or something.
No, 8 cents.
8 cents.
Can you get change from 10 cents, please? They had back in 1974 at the tuck shop, there was a bread and butter, there was buttered roll. Well, I guess it's what Stefan was after, the buttered roll to then add the twisties to.
Yeah, that's a separate, twisties not included.
Not included, peanut butter, Vegemite, baked beans for lunch.
See, like, okay, I understand all of it. I'm looking at the menu, your Devon sandwich, your tomato sandwich, these make sense. Down the bottom for 16 cents, you can get a salmon sandwich. What rich kid from the posh part of town is getting the salmon? Oh, what are you eating? A meat pie? I'm just having my caviar. Forget your wagon wheels. I'm going to have a bit of prime rib.
But I can guarantee back in 1974, it wasn't smoked salmon. It wasn't a thin layer of Tasmanian smoked salmon. It would have been a tin of smoked salmon. The other thing, of course, is they're offering a cheese sandwich. And not just any cheese sandwich, you get a choice. You can either choose Kraft cheese or grated block.
Oh, so a bit of option, a bit of fancy option. for those with a bit of zhuzh to their sandwich.
I wonder if today's menus, were they serving the kids goat's cheese?
That's what I'm thinking. If you went to, because of the health crusades, everything like that, the cost, it would be, you'd take a $50 note to school and you could get a quinoa salad for $49.95.
Would you even take cash or would you just tap and go?
They're all on tap and go. Kids these days, they're playing Bitcoin, wouldn't they?
they're probably sitting there in their form rooms texting through their messages.
Now, I thought the dynamic was there would be one grumpy old man, not two grumpy old men complaining on the air.
Now, Fozzie, we've been talking about tuck shops.
Oh, far more tasteful topic.
And looking back at our personal histories of school life, and do you have any tuck shop stories?
You know,
or any favourite go-tos?
My daughter actually loves this story because it makes Grandma sound like an absolute idiot. But
you say that with love.
My mother wasn't a fan of lunch orders. It was very rare that I got to go to the canteen for a lunch order. But once a year, I was allowed a lunch order. It was only on my birthday, of course. Nice. So on my birthday, towards the end, my birthday's in December. So, thank you.
So you're gearing up for your looking
gearing
forward
up.
To
you gear
all
up all year,
for
your birthday lunch. Order, you know, by the time I got to about grade four, I should have known better. You know what the lunch order was?
What?
Every year, a cheese and lettuce sandwich. I got to have a cheese and lettuce sandwich for a lunch order. Guess what I had for lunch every other day of the year from home? It was a bloody sandwich.
Cheese and lettuce sandwich.
Or something like
it. Was it lettuce or was it something a bit more?
No, I know it was your iceberg. Dean. We're talking late 70s, 80s here.
So just literal water and cheese.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You wouldn't even get salt and pepper on it, no.
No.
But that's the thing, to make a meal, just chuck it between two slices of bread. We had another listener write in, Kalisha. She said, morning tea was a roll in a roll, a sausage roll with sauce inside a buttered bread roll.
Oh.
It's breadception. How is that? It's not even, it's just a, that's, I'm speechless.
That is right up there with your Straz. We were talking about 80s lunches. This is right up there.
Devin, you had your polony, you had your Straz.
All shocking.
It's just, it's just other ways to say donkey's hooves.
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.